Hey, everybody, it's Carrie K. Davis with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and I am here tonight with some musicians, and I'm going to ask some questions. So we've got Easy, and Easy's from St. Petersburg. And Easy, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, and me and Mr. T went to high school and college together, and I've been here since December 81. Got tired of freezing up there.
Awesome. And you've been playing at the Niagara Tap a lot, right? You had a show on Thursday night?
Monday night.
I mean Monday night, yeah. I was thinking about the Thursday show we're getting ready to do on Monday night.
Yeah.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about that and your history with music.
Well, for first time ever, I did Stormy Monday. Never did a blues song before in my life. But it came out pretty good. And the rest of the night was sideways.
Awesome. So on this show, we like to just showcase people and talk to people that are in the music business and find out about them. So just tell me a little bit about how this all started for you and how old you were when you decided that you were going to start writing music and doing music and your history.
Well, I'm actually started with just writing poetry. Then I decided to try my hand at music writing. Pretty good so far, but I had to wait till I got old to do that part. So.
Okay, well, so when you were here, you were doing a lot of different gigs and stuff. So tell us where you've been doing your different gigs. And you also have some music, right, that you'd like to play tonight.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the song that I have that's going to be played, I wrote that for my late soulmate. It came off of one of my other songs that I wrote for, which is called One Shot of Love. So this one, somebody had heard it, and they said, why don't you make an offshoot of that song? And I said, wait a minute, how am I going to do that? Came to me. Love is forever, eternally.
Amen. So it sounds like you have a really great story of where you started and then where you're going now.
Well, after almost passing away this July from virus and pneumonia, I came back better than ever, and life is a lot sweeter now.
You are a survivor.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So you do have some music that you would like us to listen to?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Love is described as heavenly. As you are to me, and to you, my sweet lady, this is what your love means to me. Love is fine. Love is a blessing. Love comes to you right on time. Love is forever and eternally. Love me, baby, and I promise you love that will be just right. A dream delight. We got love. That's right. And I know we can make it, yeah. So come here, baby. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Easy. That was really awesome. That song is very inspirational about your story.
Well, that's what the heavenly love is about.
Wow. So explain to us what you believe that heavenly love is all about.
Well, since I lived a heavenly love with her, and I knew our love was coming from heaven because her mother and my mother put us together from heaven. That's what a heavenly love is.
Wow. Awesome.
You got three kinds of love. Heavenly love, that's next to God's love. Love and infatuation of love.
Right. So I see that you have your friend Steve over here. Can you tell us a little bit about you guys teaming up and doing music and some of the places that you're going to be singing at?
Well, we're working on putting Harder to Funk back together.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. So it's coming together slowly, but it's getting there.
Mm-hmm. So what does Steve do?
He's an all-time, multi-time man. He's bass, guitar. So you never know what side he's going to play on.
And so if people wanted to hear your music and things and find out more about where they could do that, where would that be?
Well, I got my Facebook page, so you'd have to put in friend request to pull it up.
Okay.
Under Andrew Lee Jr.
Okay, Andrew Lee Jr.
Right.
And so where are you going to be playing here in the future that you're excited about, and where's the future taking you with music?
Well, when I leave here, I'm going over to Brady's.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And then I'll go and hopefully tomorrow I will go listen to the McCoy brothers at Sharks.
Oh, yeah. We will be at Sharks tomorrow night. I'm glad you brought that up. We will be at Sharks in Largo, and it's on Belcher, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we will be there doing Tommy McCoy's open jam. And won't Nikki be there? The real deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
but
awesome.
I've never heard the McCoy brothers together because his brother plays bass and he plays guitar.
Oh, this has to be interesting then.
Yeah.
Great.
I might be on stage with him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great. I just want to thank you for being on tonight. And is there any other things that you would like to tell anybody about your music? You have a few more minutes left.
Well, let's see there. What God asked me to do was to bring my music to the world and hopefully bring y'all all together. Because what we don't get enough of is love.
I agree. We do need to be united in love no matter what's going on at this point in time. We can all have our different beliefs, but we all need to be united in love. So I really do believe in that.
Well, after looking at the Blues Brothers movie, I'm living it. So that's literally
the Blues Brothers music.
You got to get the music together.
Yay. So we can definitely, are you working on any CDs or anything right now? Anything?
I've got to find somebody to help me put that together.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to do it on my own. I'm still learning about the music business. Been so long since I've been in it. I walked away from it. Long time ago. Now I'm back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I missed it.
Well, music is very healing for my heart. I know that I've done a lot with music lately. I'm learning instruments that I never thought that I could play, like the keyboard, guitar. I started playing drums. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are looking for a fun time on the beach, you can go to Drum Circle on Sunday. And we all hold hands and pray at the very end. And it's very, very family oriented. We all sit around and just dance and we play. We play music for the people on the beach.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I know a friend of mine whose name is Claudia. She does things like that. She has a group session where they pick up instruments out the middle of the floor and start playing the beats.
Yeah. So where are you going to be next before, after Sharks?
You never know.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
That's what music is all about. I never know either.
Yeah.
I somebody will send me a message and say, look, we just need your voice. We need your song. And I'm just like, okay, I'll be there.
Well, it's like when I go on stage. I never know what I'm going to do until I get on stage.
I'm not the only one then.
Yeah, I like to keep the audience guessing.
That's the way it is with me too. When I get up to sing a song and I look at the audience and I'm like, you know, what is it that they need to hear? And I'll even walk around and talk to people and say, you know, ask them and just be like, what are you celebrating today? Are you celebrating anything? Or is there a special song that you would like for me to sing? Because I believe that I go by what the audience really, you know, I'm like, what do you think they want to hear?
Well, when I see a bunch of beautiful women together, the first thing I think of is Brick House. And it seems to do y'all a lot of wonders.
She's a brick house, right? I've sang that a couple of times. It's really good. So any instruments that you play at all?
Well, when I write, I might pick up my bass, pick out a bass riff. Then I give it to Steve and let him run with it. But I have a flute, keyboards, bass, and my music and writing.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight of Living a Healthy Lifestyle with Carrie K. Davis. And thank you, Steve, for doing all the videoing. And I just want to thank all the people that are listening. Make sure that you look me up on Facebook, Carrie K. Davis. And that's 515-822-4877 is my number. I'm a holistic health coach. I can help you with all kinds of things like education on CBD and circulation therapy and how amazing it is for the body. I work with my clients, and all you have to do is PM me. So thank you so much, guys. You guys have a great night. God bless, and he loves you. Amen.
That's true.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.